staying ahead in cybersecurity, well, it demands more than just knowing the basics, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Things change so fast.
So today we're taking a deep dive into something pretty new and exciting in how teams prep for threats. It's called flipped interaction.
Yes, specifically for tabletop exercises.
And what's really interesting is the problem it's trying to solve.
Mm-hmm. That kind of tunnel vision teams can sometimes get.
Exactly. You keep running the same old scenarios, maybe get a bit stale.
And then you're potentially unprepared when something really novel hits.
Right. So our mission today is to explore how generative AI can, well, become more of a creative partner.
Not just a tool, but a partner.
Yeah, in designing these dynamic, multi-layered exercises, it's kind of a shortcut to getting better prepared.
And we're drawing these insights from work by cybersecurity expert Rob Van Linde.
So let's maybe start with the basics. What exactly is this flipped interaction? How's it different?
Okay, so think about how people usually use AI for this stuff.
Right. It's often just a direct command, like a generate a ransomware scenario for me.
Exactly. And you get back, well, probably a pretty standard, maybe generic outline.
Off the shelf, kind of?
Yeah. That's the traditional way. Flipped interaction, it flips the script.
Okay.
So instead of you telling the AI exactly what to do, you let the AI guide you through questions.
Ah, I see. So the AI asks the question.
Precisely. Van Linde gives this great example. The AI might start with, who is the tabletop exercise for?
Instead of asking what scenario you want.
Right. And the example user says, Vanderbilt University's IT, legal, and communications teams.
Okay. Specific teams.
Then the AI follows up based on that answer. Okay, what type of threat would really challenge these specific groups?
You can see immediately how that changes things. It forces you to think broader than just IT.
Definitely. You're suddenly considering, you know, legal angles, PR fallout right from the get-go, things that might get overlooked otherwise.
And the key is, as you said, the AI adapts. It's not just random questions.
No, not at all. It uses your previous answer to ask the next question. So knowing legal and comms are involved, that shapes the threat suggestions.
It becomes tailored, really specific to your situation, potentially.
Exactly. Which leads us nicely into seeing this in action.
Right. The Vanderbilt University case study Van Linde talks about, how did it work there?
Well, it's a great practical example. Step one was just setting the stage. Foundational stuff.
Like the AI asking those initial questions we mentioned.
Yeah. What teams are involved? What compliance risks are most important here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, grounding it in Vanderbilt's reality.
Okay, makes sense. Get the context right first.
Then step two, injecting complexity. And this is cool. The user didn't say, give me a phishing scenario.
Oh, they do?
They challenged the AI. Said something like, pick a creative but realistic scenario for us. Kind of letting the AI lead.
Letting it be that creative partner. So what did the AI come up with?
It proposed this multi-phase attack. And the interesting bit, phase one involved suspicious logins.
Okay, pretty standard start.
Well, yes and no. The logins were traced to Texas, not, you know, overseas, which might be the default assumption.
Ah, so a little curveball right away challenges assumptions.
Exactly. And then later, like phase five, it escalated to actual academic disruption because systems had to be shut down for containment.
Ooh, okay. So real operational impact, not just an IT problem anymore.
Right. It hits the university's main mission.
And then step three, adding more realism.
Yeah, this is where the human element comes in strongly. The user added a detail, the compromised professor. He complains to the chancellor. Now there's political pressure.
Wow, okay. That one detail changes the whole dynamic.
It really does. Because then the AI takes that input and expands the scenario. Now you've got legal dilemmas popping up, PR headaches.
Because the chancellor's involved, the professor's pushing back.
Exactly. So the exercise naturally becomes this cross-functional crisis simulation. IT, legal, comm, they all have to work together. It shows how interconnected everything is.
That's a powerful way to build an exercise. But what about limitations? These AI tools, they can't handle infinite amounts of text, right? Van Linde mentions token limits.
Yeah, that's a practical constraint. You can think of it as roughly maybe a page or so of text the AI can comfortably work with at once.
So how do you build these really detailed multi-phase scenarios without hitting that wall?
Good question. Van Linde proposes what he calls the outline expansion pattern. It's pretty clever.
Okay, outline expansion. How does that work? Break it down for us.
Sure. You start really high level. Your initial prompt might just be the basic outline, like phase one, unusual logins detected. Super simple.
Just the bare bones.
Right. Then instead of asking the AI to write the entire detailed phase one, which might be too much.
You ask for something smaller.
Yeah. You iterate. You might ask, okay, expand phase one into, say, three key decisions the team needs to make right now.
Focusing on actions keeps it manageable for the AI.
Exactly. And then you can layer on more detail. Your next prompt could be, okay, now add the pros and cons for each of those three decisions.
So you're building depth piece by piece, encouraging critical thinking too, with the pros and cons.
Precisely. And then you can inject those specific details for realism. Like the example, assume the faculty member is Dr. Jules White, and importantly, he denies doing anything wrong.
Right. Suddenly, it's not just a professor, it's Dr. White who's pushing back, adds complexity.
Instantly. So you're using this pattern to build out these detailed branching scenarios step by step, staying within the AI's limits, but getting really rich results.
And that makes the exercise feel much more like a real unfolding situation, I imagine. Really relevant for, you know, listeners thinking about their own training.
Definitely. But the value doesn't actually stop at just the planning stage.
Mm-hmm.
Flipped interaction, or at least the AI, can also play a role during the exercise.
As a facilitator.
Yeah, sort of like an interactive co-pilot. Van Linde gives this example. So the scenario involved a phishing attack that triggers ransomware. The AI, acting as a facilitator, could turn to a participant and ask, okay, you're playing the role of a professor who got the phishing email. What's your very first step?
Right, putting them on the spot.
And let's say the participant answers, I check if my systems are still accessible. Seems reasonable, right?
Yeah, sounds like a first instinct.
But the AI facilitator doesn't just nod. It pushes back, prompts deeper thinking. It might ask, okay, but could logging in right now potentially spread that ransomware further? How else might you verify access safely?
Ooh, that's good. That immediately flags a potential risk in the response plan itself.
Exactly. It exposes those blind spots, like the danger of using compromised credentials during the investigation. That's a really practical insight you gain.
A critical takeaway for anyone planning their incident response.
For sure. So maybe let's pull this together. Why did this whole flipped interaction approach work so well? What are the main takeaways for our listeners?
Okay. Well, first, I think it's the diverse perspectives. The AI, through its questions, forces you to think beyond the purely technical, right? It brings in legal, PR, other angles humans might miss initially.
Mm-hmm. A holistic view.
Second, the adaptability. The scenarios aren't rigid. They evolve based on how people actually respond during the exercise. That makes them feel much more dynamic, less predictable.
More like the real chaos of an incident.
Yeah. And third, something probably very appealing to many, efficiency.
Ah, yes. Time saving.
Building these detailed exercises manually takes ages. This approach seems much faster, better use of everyone's time.
Definitely speeds up the development. And lastly,
I'd say realism. Injecting those specific details, the human elements, like Dr. White denying wrongdoing,
right.
It just makes the whole thing feel more authentic.
More memorable, more impactful learning because it feels real.
Exactly. So for people listening who think, okay, this sounds interesting, maybe we should try it, Van Linde also offers some best practices, right? Some practical tips.
He does. Good advice for actually implementing this. One key thing is avoid overprescribing.
Meaning don't give the AI too much direction up front.
Yeah. Resist the urge to script every single twist and turn. Let the AI surprise you a bit. Give it broader goals, like test our cross-functional communication, rather than a super detailed plot.
Allows for more discovery, I guess.
Right. Another tip is to embrace iteration. Don't expect the perfect scenario on the first try. Build it in layers.
Like that outline expansion pattern we talked about. Add detail progressively.
Exactly. Refine as you go. It's less overwhelming that way, too.
Makes sense. Any others?
Yeah, one more. Use the AI as a true thought partner. If you get stuck during planning or even during the exercise.
Just ask it for ideas.
Pretty much. Ask something like, what's a curveball that could really complicate this phase? Leverage its ability to generate unexpected challenges.
That's a great practical tip for keeping things engaging.
So really, the bottom line is that flipped interaction changes the game. AI isn't just spitting out content based on commands.
It becomes more of a collaborative strategist, a partner in designing better preparedness.
Precisely. And the big win is blending our human expertise, our understanding of our own organizations.
With the AI's speed, its ability to consider lots of angles, its adaptability.
Yeah. And that blend leads to tabletops that are, frankly, much closer mirrors of complex real-world breaches.
Which, at the end of the day, is what we need to be ready for, right? Better preparation for that evolving threat landscape.
Couldn't agree more.
So maybe we leave our listeners with that final thought from Rob Van Linde.
Yeah, it's a good one to mull over.
He says, the next time you plan a tabletop exercise, don't just ask AI for answers. Let it ask you the questions. You might be surprised by what you discover.
Really makes you think about interacting with these tools differently.
It certainly does. A powerful way to potentially unlock new levels of preparedness.